talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barclay with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was U2 with Baby Please Come Home, and we're continuing our home-themed Christmas songs in addition to the great Chris Isaak talking about a home. And if you would like to request we play a home-themed song at the beginning of our radio show, please visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song, and we will send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt just for doing that. Special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for putting this all together today as well. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August at the brand new Gilliard in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great radio show for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, as I mentioned, coming up January 27th through the 29th. And we'll be talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops. Also, Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal of the Low Country. And also, we've got a very special interview with Rick Jackson. He's a local businessman with Carolina Machine Finishing. That's his day job, but his real passion is a nonprofit called Remember, or the website is called rememberthose.org. And my wife and I usually make a donation to rememberthose.org. It's a local nonprofit. 100% of proceeds, any donations they get, are used to for overseas medical missions that local doctors from MUSC and some of the other local hospitals they go and they visit different areas of the world: Burma, China, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Liberia, Sudan. They visit these areas and they specifically are helping to support persecuted Christians around the world. And it's amazing what our standard of living here in the United States versus what these kids halfway across the world in these poor countries. And we're going to have a very special interview with Rick. He talks about the mission that they made this past summer. And I really want you to listen in for that interview. And I also want to make a challenge. If you make a donation, we will match that donation. Charleston Home and Design Magazine will match your donation up to $2,000. And so we don't expect anyone to make a $2,000 donation, but if you make a $25 donation, we will match that $25 donation. And we're putting $2,000 on the line, and we hope that the listeners of Talking About a Home will respond. And this is the perfect time of year to think about giving, and giving to those that really need the help, maybe even a little bit more than we do. And you know, if you go to the website rememberthose.org, it's a local nonprofit. They do medical missions around the world, and they help persecuted Christians. And we've been seeing in the news a lot about those people, especially in the Middle East, being persecuted. But when you make a donation, just you know, make a note that that you're doing it to, and you'd like your donation to be matched by Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have a great weekend and Merry Christmas. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, and Real Deal Countertops is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Robert?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
Okay, well, Real Deal is a locally owned and operated business here in Somerville. We import directly from Brazil, state-of-the-art equipment. We use CNC, water jets. Really take the client from start to finish, you know, selection of the stone, what's going to work with your cabinets, your flooring, things of that nature. Really give you a personal touch with us being a locally owned family business.
Mm-hmm. You know, when people are familiar with natural stone countertops, but there's other parts of the house that that they may not be familiar with having stone in different parts of the house.
Yeah.
Where has Real Deal Countertops helped homeowners in different parts of the house other than, say, the kitchen and bathroom?
That's a great question. We do tub surrounds, bathroom vanities, fireplaces, outdoor kitchens. So it's not just in the kitchen, so to say. It's a touch that you can put in or outside the home.
So someone could, for instance, buy slabs, and you folks at Real Deal Countertops would cut them, custom cut them so that you would have a slab wall and your shower surround, for example.
Well, we don't recommend doing the granite on the shower walls just because of the weight.
Okay.
But as far as the shower curbs, shower walls, benches, niches, things of that nature, you know, we can definitely do those in granite. Again, like I said, we can do the outdoor kitchens, fireplaces, wet bars. So it definitely isn't closed into just your kitchen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
We are a custom shop, so, I mean, antique furniture, vanities of that nature, you know, we're capable of doing all those.
Mm-hmm. And at Real Deal Countertops, the owner is originally from Brazil, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And so he's got lots of good connections.
Yes, we do. We import directly from Brazil, branded containers straight into us, and that allows us to pass that discount on to our clients. Instead of, you know, we do use our local distributors for our more exotic stones, but we also house probably over 100 slabs here at our facility.
Mm-hmm. And what is a slab? Describe what a slab is.
A slab is normally 120 by about 77, depending on the size of the material. And it is what is cut out for the kitchen that you can utilize, you know, as we come in, we make a digital template. It allows us to use in our programs to put that in on the slab and see what works from there. But seeing the slab in its entirety is a really good idea or way to say to get the feel of the whole entire stone, especially if it's a stone that has variation of movements or veining. You know, it's not just the picture or a sample. You can see the slab in its entirety.
So the slab, I always think of it as a visual comparison. Is if people know what like a 4-foot by 8-foot piece of plywood looks like.
Exactly.
A
this
slab
is more like a 7-foot by 10-foot layout of it, so to say.
Right, right. So it's flat like a piece of plywood, and that slab is what is used to create the countertops and
exactly. Yes,
gotcha. And real deal countertops. You folks have about 100 slabs at any given time.
Yeah, here. We have about 28 different colors here. You know, roughly about 100 slabs here on site. You know, with us importing directly, we like to keep lots of it here, lots of variation, different choices, so to say. Mm-hmm. So the clients can come here. We have a beautiful showroom, a state-of-the-art facility. Like I said, we use CNC water jets. They can see that as well. And then, you know, take a look through and see what works for you as far as mm-hmm. your color tones, movement, things of that nature.
What are some of the more popular types of stone or colors of stone that the Real Deal Countertops are selling?
Our two best sellers right now are the Fantasy Brown and the Shadow Storm.
Describe what those two look
the
like.
Shadow Storm is a marble, mimics the white Carrera a good bit, white, gray veining kind of running through uh-huh. them. And then the Fantasy Brown is actually a quartzite material, and it's some beiges, taupes, browns, beautiful, beautiful material. Really has a wave, kind of a beach feel to it. But those are definitely our two most popular.
Mm-hmm. And some people, is the rule of thumb to typically use marble in the bathroom because it's a softer material and not in the kitchen?
Typically it is. The Shadow Storm is a very dense marble. It's formed at a higher temperature, so therefore the compound of it is a denser marble. So it's much stronger than, say, for instance, the white Carrera that it looks a lot like. So we do recommend when people want to go with the marble in the bath, or excuse me, in the kitchens, to use the Shadow Storm.
Because marble is a softer material. It's more porous. If you spilled a glass of red wine or something,
exactly.
or you left your glass of red wine overnight, it might leave a stain.
It will. Yeah, because it is a softer material. We also offer, through DuPont, a 15-year sealer that we recommend on anybody who does use the Shadow Storm or any other marble, so to say, in the kitchen. It can also be used on granite. One-time application, it's good for 15 years, and it actually is warrantied through DuPont.
And it's not it's pretty easy to seal your countertops, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you don't have that 15-year sealer on it, it's a very simple process. You don't have to hire a professional to come out and do it. Lowe's or Home Depot carry it at the store.
Paper spray towel, it on
cloth,
and
spray
wipe
it on,
off.
Give it a good wipe down, let it sit for 30 to 45 minutes, and you're good to go. Best thing I know to tell people normally is kind of like wax on a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, condensation rings, they shouldn't be penetrating into the stone. As long as they're sitting up, your sealer's good and you're mm-hmm. protected.
Talk about the process of having countertops installed by Real Deal Countertops.
Okay. First, we'd have you come in. There's a few different ways you can reach out. You can call us here at the office. You can reach us through Facebook. You can reach us through Google. Schedule an appointment any of those three ways.
Mm-hmm.
We do free in-home estimates. So you can come out and get your drawing, or you can bring your drawing into us. And like I said, we work with you hand-in-hand from the very beginning. We have a beautiful showroom here. We take you through. We show you our different edges. We carry our own sinks. Take you through, like I said, the slabs that we have here. Show you some of the color that we have that may work with you. And then we're state-of-the-art where we use digital templating. So we come out and take a digital template of everything that is then processed over into our production where it is all put into a CNC program. So everything's cut on a water jet. So everything is very precise, state-of-the-art, in-house employees. So everything as far as our fabrication to our installations, all Real Deal employees. You know, mm-hmm. we trust them, and we're not going to send anyone into your home who we wouldn't trust.
So a lot of the process is done without disrupting your current kitchen.
Absolutely. And with us doing the digital templating, we can do the templating with all the tops in place. So therefore, we're not doing any removal of the tops until the day of installation. So it's not like you're going a few days or a week without a sink, so to say. It's just a matter of a few hours while your countertops are being switched out.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And then when the countertops are switched out, is that like a day or a couple days?
No, it's actually just a few hours. The average job for a tear out and install is normally 2.5 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
No, not bad at all.
Talk about some of one of the things that you're going to ask homeowners about is what kind of an edge style that you want on your countertops.
Exactly.
What are some of the more popular edge styles?
Our most popular right now is going with the straight or eased edge, mm-hmm. very streamlined, cleaned edge. And then the quarter radius is another one that we have that's very popular. Again, it all pulls into personal preference, you know, cabinet design, things of that nature. If you're doing like a shaker cabinet, you're going to want to go with the straight eased edge to keep the lines crisp and clean throughout the countertops and the cabinets.
Sometimes I've seen kitchens that have, it appears, it's almost like two slabs mm-hmm. thick, a
yes.
two slab thick countertop. What's that called?
And that's called, it's a laminated edge or a waterfall.
Okay.
With the equipment that we do have here, we are capable of doing that. We are capable of doing that. So, I mean, it's personal preference. We don't do a whole lot of them. But we have done a good bit of them as far as on islands and things like that.
So it's two slabs, one on top of another, and then you laminate and...
Well, it's one slab, and then what we do is we run the hangover, the overhang, so to say, with another piece of stone.
Okay.
So then, therefore, it's like a laminated edge.
Okay.
So it gives the appearance from the outside that it's 3 inches thick, when really the stone itself is only an inch and a quarter.
Oh, I see. And that's and what about some of the more exotic colors? Is there any in particular that you've seen people choosing?
Well, you still have your delicatesses, which are pretty popular. They've been around for a while.
What's that look like?
It's a wide variety and variation in it. It's a very rich stone. It's got a lot of mica, a lot of crystals in it.
A lot of movement?
A lot of movement. Yes, it does.
And what's that mean, the movement versus, you know, a stone that, a countertop that does not have movement?
Veining, variations throughout the stone. Could have like a big grain running through it. It's just a matter of how it was formed over time. Could mm-hmm. be the way the water ran down the side of the mountain or the heat that it was developed at. It's really how the stone gets its characteristics.
So if you like a nice solid color, a nice solid black or something, mm-hmm. that's you can get that type of a countertop. But if you want one that has a lot of character, a lot of different things that you're looking at, that countertop will be different from your neighbors, for example.
It's absolutely. It ranges from a solid black to a wild rainbow, so to say. It's a natural stone, so the variations and the movement throughout it are very nice.
And each stone is typically priced differently, is that right?
Some
stone is more common, so it is less expensive, and
yes.
then you have the more...
It has nothing to do with the durability of the stone. It all boils down to availability. It's just like wood flooring or tile or anything like that. If something's a little more rare, then it's going to cost a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So if it's something that they have an abundance of it that looks like we're going to be mining it for the next 20 years, then it's going to be a little more cost effective. Mm-hmm. But it has nothing to do with the durability of the stone.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Real Deal Countertops?
Well, like I mentioned, we do have a Facebook. So please check us out on Facebook. You can Google us. We have a website as well, realdealcountertops.com. And then, of course, the Charleston Home and Design, where we're at all the shows.
Okay. Good deal. And your physical location, what's the address?
We are at 818A Central Avenue here in Somerville.
Uh-huh. And you've got your showroom. You've got about 100 or plus or minus slabs on display. And then this is also your fabrication facility.
Yes, sir. We're a one-stop shop. Everything's located in one place. We have the showroom here, the fabrication, the warehouse. So you could come here, get a look at the showroom, walk through the warehouse, get a look at all the slabs we have, as well as stick your head in and see the state-of-the-art equipment that we have running for the fabrication.
Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops, and special thanks to Real Deal Countertops for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Robert.
Great, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, Tim. Doing great. Thanks
Good.
For having me.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about Leisure Depot.
Well, Leisure Depot, you may have heard, has all the fun. that's become probably one of the most famous parts of us. But Leisure Depot is a specialty store, and what's special about that is that our focus is on helping you make the most of the space right outside your back door. Mm-hmm. We really pay attention to what's going on in the industry. We've been in the business for over 50 years, and despite that, it's still a locally owned and operated business, and we focus on the outdoor space, and our job is to help you make magic in your backyard. Mm-hmm. You may know that when you try and follow anything, a hobby, your business, whatever it may be, it's very time consuming, and so you can leave that to us. And with a specialty eye towards Charleston, we pay attention to furniture that exists well in the outdoor elements here. You know that we have a lot of salt water nearby. We have a lot of environmental conditions here that may be different than other regions of the country, and so we try and make sure that we have products that will do very well in our local region. Mm-hmm. And that'll last a long time and bring you years of enjoyment with your family.
Gotcha. Yeah, outdoor living has become very, very big nationwide, especially here in the Charleston area. And you know, a lot of people are a little bit challenged with the space that they have inside their house, and so to be able to turn to right outside their back door and use some of that space to create some rooms. Rather than adding on, putting on an addition, increasing the footprint of your house, you can increase your living space in your backyard.
Exactly, and what an amazing roof. Blue sky and clouds, and it's just an amazing area that we live in because we can enjoy so much of the year. We aren't really shut inside like many of the parts of the country during wintertime. Mm-hmm. We really can enjoy our outdoor space quite a while down here in the Lowcountry, and that's a huge benefit, and even swimming. I mean, we do pools, we do spas, we do patio furniture, and you can use all those almost year-round here, which is amazing.
Right. Yeah, and I would say year-round. You know, you don't – as long as you have a little shade in the summer, and like we have a spot on the outside of our house, we call it the wind tunnel, and we get a nice breeze, whether it's, you know, coming from the north or the southwest. And it's old-fashioned air conditioning, so yeah. it's very comfortable even in the hottest months of the summertime.
Yeah.
But Frank, tell me, what are some of the essentials that someone needs to create the best outdoor living space possible?
Well, really, everybody's space is unique, and we like to work with whoever on whatever space you have. And there's a lot of options. We have large patio sets, we have small patio sets. We have large pools, we have small pools. If you don't have enough room for a pool, we've got an amazing swim spa. You can still swim. Mm-hmm. You mentioned shade, and in the wind tunnel area, we've got these awesome cantilever umbrellas that they're beautiful, they're easy to operate, they give you shade, you can swing it around wherever you need it. So really it's about flexibility and about customizing a space for you. Mm-hmm. So you need to come in, talk to our consultants and our specialists and say, this is my space, this is what I've got. You don't have to worry about strict measurements right away. We'll take care of all that with you. Mm-hmm. But give us a general idea of what you are looking for and what you have. And one of the great things about Leisure Depot is it's got a massive showroom. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest showroom around. So come on in. You can see a lot of the products right there. And a lot of the stuff is in stock. You can take it home that day if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. You know, to me, some of the essentials, you want to have some nice... you want to have drainage, obviously, and a lot of people have issues with that in their backyard when it rains hard. And you can achieve that by, you know, by having pavers installed and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I believe Leisure Depot, you folks partner with a local company, right? If someone wanted to have pavers installed.
Oh, sure. There's a lot of things that will help with a yard and making that space truly yours that aren't necessarily our bread and butter. And in those cases, we are happy to work with a number of local people, whether that's building custom decking, whether it's putting in custom pavers like you suggest. We actually have started doing pergolas and outdoor fireplaces and outdoor kitchens, and that's stuff that we do. It's really amazing what you can do outside.
There you go. Now you're talking an outdoor kitchen. If someone wanted an outdoor kitchen, how could Leisure Depot help them?
Well, come in and pick one out. We'll drop it off and you're good to go. Honestly, they are some amazing self-contained units. They're beautiful. They've got all kinds of custom looks to them, different surfaces. Some of them have fire pit built in. Some of them have grills built in. We have ones that are made to accommodate a big green egg as well. It's whatever you need and what's up to you. They have refrigerators, and it's really kind of a self-contained unit that we can bring, put down in your spot. You just need to bring the electric, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. A nice fire pit area, that's always something that people gravitate toward.
Especially this time of year.
What if somebody just has a wish list? They've got a list of items that they want to have in their backyard, but they're not really sure how to put it all together. How could Leisure Depot help that person?
Well, you said wish list. Funny you should say that. It is almost that time of year, and Leisure Depot is about to start their Christmas wish sale. And so this doesn't directly answer your question, but because you said wish, you triggered that for me. So a Christmas wish sale, you know, we're all about helping you make the most of your backyard and finding the perfect thing for you. We had a great year at Leisure Depot. It's been wonderful. And because of that, we were able to go to some of our suppliers and say, hey, we want to do something special for the customers. It's Christmas and everybody wants to make everybody happy. Can you help us out? Mm-hmm. And because we had such a great year, they were able to do some special discounts for us on some of our most popular and most biggest selling products. And on a limited time basis, limited availability, make those available to the customers on a first come, first serve basis. Mm-hmm. So try and come in and check out the sale. Maybe there's the perfect item for you. To your question of how do I help somebody arrange the space in their yard, we've got a lot of experience. We've done a lot of different yards, and it may be that your yard is similar to the one we've done before. It may be that it's not. We have different tools that we use. We have some software programs that help us visualize backyard space. But for the most part, it's experience. We have some photos of work that we've done, and it's really too personal to say that I can reach into a file and say, oh, this is the thing for you.
So Leisure Depot can help create a design so that if I've got a list of five or six things that I want a fire pit, I want an area where I can have an outdoor television, I want an outdoor kitchen, I want a paver patio, maybe a pergola. I would be challenged to put that all together and for it to look impressive. But Leisure Depot, you folks can help create a design?
Sure. I mean, we will help any way we can. I wouldn't call us a designer. That's not our thing. Mm-hmm. But there may be items that you want. You mentioned a fire pit. And I said before, we have fire pits integrated in outdoor kitchens. There may be combo products that you may not be aware of that we could steer you to that might fit perfectly. It may solve some of the challenges. You may say, I want a fire pit and I want an outdoor kitchen, but I don't have space for both. Perfect. We've got an outdoor kitchen with a fire pit built in. You've got it, and you're good to go.
What are some of the items that you folks have on sale at Leisure Depot for your Christmas wish sale?
Well, it's too much for me to go into detail because the way it works is each category has certain items that we're allowed to offer for sale and certain ones that we're not. So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for. It has to be kind of a one-on-one with the salesperson. Come in, you talk to them, tell them what you're looking for, and if we have something that fits, we're definitely going to show it to you.
But pretty much everything's on sale right now, Leisure Depot?
Not literally everything, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
It's quite a wide selection.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Leisure Depot?
Well, you can go to our website at myleisuredepot.com. You can definitely come into the store, which you should see. The showroom's amazing. And that's at 8250 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, very close to the corner of Ashley Phosphate and Dorchester Road. And, of course, you can always give us a call at 843-552-7272.
And the Leisure Depot showroom is amazing. It's quite a big space. It's not what you would think. It's definitely not a small showroom, and you've got all of your products laid out inside the showroom and outside the showroom. So definitely a good experience. And the nice thing is Leisure Depot is a local company, right?
Yes, locally owned and operated ever since we've been here. The family's been in business in this sphere of activity for 50 years. So they really know what's going on when it comes to pool spas, patio furniture, grills, all of that.
Right, so support a local company. All right, well, we have been talking with Frank Januzzi with Leisure Depot. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry. How you doing, Bonnie?
Hey, Tim. It's nice to see you again.
You too. Take a moment and tell everybody about Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry.
Fiber Seal is a 45, almost 46-year-old fabric care and protection company. We go into clients' homes or inns or hotels and protect furnishings, both rugs and furniture and upholstery, draperies, with a protective treatment, a protective spray. Takes about 2 to 3 hours to dry. And then if the client has a spill or a stain that doesn't come up fast and easily, then they can call us as often as they like, and we'll come with our technicians and our commercial-grade products and take care of the rest of the spot.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Fiber Seal the Lowcountry, you folks help homeowners with upholstered furniture?
Upholstery, rugs, what we call soft surfaces, anything like that. We go into professional offices. We can take care of cube walls, you know, fabric walls, hotel lobbies, fabric headboards that mm-hmm. can tend to get soiled after a while.
Mm-hmm. And I can just imagine we've probably got a lot of listeners that are listening to this interview today and thinking, I've got grandchildren coming, and for the holidays, and no one wants to fuss on your family, to tell them to treat your house like a museum. You want to be able to live in your house and not be so strict with don't sit there, or you can't eat that, or whatever. If someone has Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry protecting their furniture, the carpet and so forth, the homeowner's not going to have to worry that much, right?
True. Every season has a different emphasis for us. During the holidays, we get some pretty hilarious calls from people. I got a call yesterday from a client who has a lovely home downtown, and she said, help. She said, my 3-year-old twin grandsons are coming for a week. Mm-hmm. And she said, I've just had a lot of pieces redone. She said, should I have you come before or after? And my answer was both. We'll come first and protect the furniture, and then after what minor disasters might happen during the holidays, we'll come back and finish the cleanup for you. Mm-hmm. We also we had a call from a client who's having a dinner party, and her husband's best friend is a wine drinker who talks with his hands, so mm-hmm. she wanted us to come. But then in the dead of winter, which of course is not too dead for us here in Charleston, we get calls from property managers who are working on getting rental units ready for the spring break season. Hotels, of course, we're fortunate in Charleston to have a lot of new inns and hotels opening, and we do commercial work as well.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't carpet or upholstered furniture, doesn't it already come with some sort of a protectant on it?
We really don't have any competition once people understand what we do. Sometimes there are factory-applied protections or sprays, but our function is service after the client takes possession. We even have comments from the creative director at Sunbrella, which of course is an indoor-outdoor fabric, saying that their fabrics need to be retreated or reprotected every year or so. We don't have an 800 number for you to call. We're local. So if you have a spill or a spot, regardless of whether something has had a factory application, it all is going to wear off eventually. And we can come, treat the piece, and then we're responsible for taking care of your furniture from then on.
Gotcha. There's so many things that that we are challenged with in terms of what we're spending our money on. Is it expensive to have Fiber Seal the Lowcountry come out?
One perspective that I think people find helpful is that our charges are probably similar to what you paid in sales tax for the piece of furniture or mm-hmm. the rug, and we certainly feel like we give you a little better deal than our state government does.
Mm-hmm.
We just to give you an idea, for example, a sofa that seats three people will run about $235, and that's for the initial application. Consultations, of course, are at no cost. Our techs do the application. They give you a kit with a real simple booklet and a group of products that we know are safe for your furnishings. For minor things, if you don't want the hassle of a service call, if it's something quick and easy. But then, of course, we also have the unlimited emergency service calls. Mm-hmm. So we feel like our pricing, particularly since once people understand what we do, we really have no competition. We're not aware of anybody who takes care of the furniture after the application is done.
What about people that might have families or small children or pets, and they buy like a slipcover sofa that they plan to just, you know, pull off the slipcovers and throw in the washing machine?
Yes, we actually do a lot of slipcovered pieces for a couple of reasons. One, it's a hassle to get them on and off, especially to get them back on again. And sometimes if you end up washing one piece more often than the others, then that one tends to do what we call ugly out before the rest. And also, some spots and stains won't come out. If you use OxiClean, for example, which can be great for some laundry problems, they have brighteners in that product. And so it may look like the piece is lighter because of the way the light hits it than the other surrounding pieces. And you're still going to get spots and spills.
So FiberSeal of the Lowcountry, you folks could help protect a slipcover sofa then for somebody. And what happens when if they do wash it? Does the protectant come off? Or
the protectant will usually last through a couple of washings, even though clients find that they don't really need to do the washing as often, if at all. But if it does come off, if they can pour water on the piece and water doesn't bead and blot up easily, then if it's been less than a year, we'll come back and retreat at no charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a slipcover sofa at home, and we have small children, and that was the reason for buying it. And I hate to say it, but we've got some stains on that slipcover. And even though we take it off and wash it, that's not the end-all answer to your problems or your challenges that you might have with people not maybe spilling or doing something they're not supposed to on the sofa.
That's what we hear from clients. We often hear that, you know, the little hand or chocolate-covered handprint or the wine that spilled or the coffee that drips on a chair in the guest room, those kinds of things can be problematic. And a lot of our clients just don't want to spend their time, whether it's vacation time or their full-time residence, trying to figure out what to use without damaging the fabric and how aggressive they can be.
Mm-hmm. A lot of I've been noticing in the last couple of years that a lot of people are choosing outdoor fabrics that are made primarily to be used on outdoor furniture. They're using that same fabric on the inside of your house, and the reason I've heard that is because it'll offer an extra layer of protection against stains and so forth. What is FiberSeal of the Lowcountry's thoughts on that?
You know, I thought once the proliferation of indoor-outdoor fabrics or acrylics became more commonplace indoors that it would affect our business, but we found that hasn't been the case for a couple of reasons. One, again, Sunbrella Company recommends that we retreat their fabrics, but also you still get spills and spots and stains, and so designers, we get a lot of our referrals from interior designers because they don't want the client calling them if they have a headache with that lovely silk fabric they put on the family room sofa. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we find that people just don't want to deal with the spills and the spots, and they don't know what to do when something does happen that doesn't come out easily.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned FiberSeal of the Lowcountry. You folks can also protect carpeting and rugs.
Oh, we do a world of carpets. Rugs, area rugs, as you well know, that can be a pretty substantial investment for people. Mm-hmm. We do sisal rugs. You know, sisal used to be kind of a throwaway. You'd buy an inexpensive piece, and once it got really grungy, you'd pitch it and buy another one. But people are finding that because of the variety and the sophistication of those designs now, that it can be a pretty substantial investment. Mm-hmm. So we do anything from we've done a $70,000 Oriental rug at Kiowa, or we've done a nice little wool area rug for a couple just starting out. Mm. But a lot of times the rugs are what they're most worried about.
Mm-hmm. Is there any odor? Is it safe? Is it uncomfortable at all?
I'm glad you brought it up because I would have forgotten to mention that. A couple of things. As far as the safety is concerned, it's non-carcinogenic. The shorthand answer is that it's approved for use in California, which, as we know, has pretty stringent rules about safety. Mm-hmm. We do suggest that pets and children and highly allergic clients stay out of the room while the treatment's being done. There may be a slight odor or aroma, mm-hmm. but that dissipates quickly. There's no gas or anything that stays after that initial hour, 2 hour, sometimes 3 hour drying time. But after the product is dried on the piece, if your pet should come along and lick the skirt of the sofa, it's not going to hurt it.
So if I'm laying on my sofa watching football on Saturday, I'll never know that the sofa has been protected by fiber seal of the low country.
Right. What we explain to people is the product adheres to the individual fibers as opposed to coating the surface, and that's why you never feel a difference in the hand or the texture of the fabric mm-hmm. or the rug.
Until there's a spill, and then I'll know whether it's been protected by fiber seal of the low country.
True. Then you call us in a panic, and we'll be there.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about fiber seal of the low country?
There are a couple of ways. We do have a website, fiberseal.com, and you can go to the locations section. We are a local company. We're not a franchise, but we have the backing through a license of the Fiber Seal folks in Dallas. But you can reach us through the website, or my personal email address is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, at fiberseal.com, or you can call us at 843-345-9966.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal of the Low Country. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Rick, that's your Carolina Machine Finishing. That's your day job. But you are very, very involved in a local nonprofit called rememberthose.org. Is that right?
That is correct, Tim.
It's Christmas time. It's the time of year that people there's a heightened awareness about giving, and I wanted to talk to you, Rick, about what rememberthose.org does and how people locally can help this local effort.
Well, thank you for that opportunity, Tim. And Remember is an organization that has a specific purpose to care for those in need, specifically widows and orphans. Those are those who have lost their primary caregiver due to persecution and martyrdom. And it happens worldwide. Matter of fact, Scripps Howard News Service out of the U.S. Senate said a number of years ago there's more people killed today for their faith and other reasons than ever before in the course of history. And that seems unfathomable, but it is a reality. And I've had the privilege of traveling to 28 countries and meet some of the dearest people in the world that Remember is specifically targeting to care for those and meet those needs.
Mm-hmm. Remember is a local organization, and you know, when you there's a lot of talk about charities and the amount of money that actually goes to help people versus the administrative costs, and sometimes you hear about nonprofits that take these lavish vacations and, you know, 5-star hotels and things like that. That's not the case with Remember.
No, it is not. So every one of our board members, which we have many of them are medical doctors and high-end professionals, every trip they go in, they fund themselves. Every bit of the administrative costs are underwritten by local businesses. 100%, every penny of every dollar that is donated to Remember goes to those in need. And it's a proud thing. That's why I love what I do. I mean, I have a day job, but this is probably I would call my passion job. It's what I do because that's what I love.
And local attorney Curtis Bostick, his organization is responsible for a lot of the administrative needs.
That is correct. He provides our staff. It's his staff. He funds that staff. So Bostick Law Group is Curtis is the founder and our chairman of the board and underwrites a lot of that. And that's done because there's a great need. And that it's for those who are successful and those who aren't to be able to give. $1, $100, $1,000, it doesn't really matter. A gift given with a heart to see it benefit those in need is a wonderful gift.
Let's focus in on some specific on what Remember does specifically, and about how many trips medical missions has Remember undertaken over the years.
That's a great question, one that I don't have an immediate answer. I would say probably 24 medical trips. Majority of those are into the Middle East or into Southeast Asia, where we see most of these. You know, we've ventured into South Africa, so we have made it at not in the country of South Africa, but the southern part of South Africa, particularly South Sudan. So we've taken a number of medical mission teams, and Charleston's blessed with just an incredible base of benevolent medical doctors who have incredible skills and a heart to meet those needs. So we've watched teams work in China. We've watched teams work in Thailand on the border of Burma. We've watched teams work inside Burma, or Myanmar it's called today. We've seen teams go to Jordan, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, and Sudan. So places that you wouldn't go on a vacation. These are not vacations. These are difficult trips where they're sleeping oftentimes in bamboo huts, absent air conditioning. The circumstances are difficult, but you climb on that airplane, you travel all the way across the world to go do that. You think, man, I'm going to sweat. It's going to be hot. It's tired. I'm afraid what I might eat, what I get. And you get on the plane dog tired, paid for it yourself, lost income when you've left work, and you get on the plane sweaty and tired heading back to your family, and you think, I could not have done a better thing with my life. If I could turn around and do it again, I would get off the plane and do it again right now.
And why is that?
It's just because what you see. It really is where the rubber meets the road. Hate to use, colloquialism, but it's it. It's where you see the dollar or the heart to minister meet the need of ministry. It's where the two come together, and there's just no greater need. I mean, it's what every man and woman desires to do most is to service those who have need. And just often, even at Christmas time, people buying gifts. How many times you go to a store obligated because you've got that checklist and you're going through, I have to get so-and-so, I have to get the neighbor, we have to get this. And it's an obligatory service. There's nothing obligatory about this. I've watched doctors go and say, we'll call off at 5 o'clock. We shut down the clinic, and at 5 o'clock, they're lined up down the street, and they're threatening me, saying, "Don't you dare shut down the clinic." There are many, and we have to close it because they have to go home and get rest. But it's funny how that changes, because when they see the vastness of the need, then it compels them when they come back to share that with others, and then it compels others to want to go and participate.
I remember a few years ago hearing that Oprah Winfrey was no longer giving donations to kids in the United States because they were asking for things like expensive sneakers, and they wanted electronics, and those were the wants, the needs that they had. And so she said she was redirecting her dollars to places in Africa and so forth. And what are the wants and needs of some of these kids? And you mentioned widows and orphans that Remember helps.
It really is the very basic need. So a lot of times it's expensive to carry clothing and shoes across the world when we can buy them locally there, and we can buy them at a fraction of the cost. But there are those things like pens and pencils and coloring books and notepads and things that aren't as readily available that we can take in there. And you would be shocked to see what a box of colored pencils and a tablet, a nice tablet, can do for a child. They don't even understand what a Tonka truck is or a little race car. They've never gotten the floor and played with that. Life is very, very basic and primitive in many of those cases. So to give them something with a personal touch, they would rather have a photo of you and your family than any toy you could ever give one of those children. And that's worldwide. A family that says, we care about you, we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, we choose to support you. And we have, on our website, you have the ability to be able to sponsor a child. And that sponsor is not 50% of that goes to feed the chairman of the board. He's a slim guy anyway, he doesn't need that. But every dollar of it goes to that child. You can write a letter to that child. You can send photos of your family to that child. And that child, in turn, can send those back because we have staff on the ground in those locations who can allow that reciprocal communication.
Talk about the the trip that you folks would remember took last summer. You took a number of local builders, craftsmen, carpenters, subcontractors, and so forth, who volunteered their time, and where is it they flew to?
We flew to Burma, Myanmar.
Okay. And what occurred during that trip last summer?
That was a great trip, one I'll never forget. We were building a new orphanage because we have over 100 children. It's expanding to 150 and eventually to 200 children. Government authorized, so they know we're there, why we're there. So we've gone through all the legal channels, and we had designed and built a new facility. It's called Hope Children's Home, bringing hope to Southeast Asia. The building was drawn by a local architect, Alan Kinter, donated his time, drew the building. We had builders and carpenters fly over there. We hired a lot of labor to be able to do a lot of the construction. And then a lot of the things, we took a team last year, a team of 50, traveled all the way to Southeast Asia. Men had never even left the country. And they went there, and what we were trying to do was to build all the bunk beds, to put in all the lighting, all the electrical, all the plumbing, all those things that weren't as easy for the locals to be able to do and didn't have the skill set to do. And the task was formidable. We didn't think there was any way it could possibly be accomplished in a short period of time. And it was amazing to watch what happened there. It was just phenomenal to see what happened. When we left, the building was ready. The kids were able to move in. We were even denied because of a tragic storm that we had to leave a day early, and we missed the dedication of the building. We didn't get the privilege to watch the kids see the facility for the first time. Mm-hmm. We missed that. But what we know, the gentleman that we left behind sent us videos of that, and there was just an irony in that, but I think, a providential irony was the fact that you don't get praise for what you do. You do what you do because you love what you do. And those men, you asked them today, I've already got many of those guys are willing to volunteer. We're taking another team in February, and they're ready to go. They're willing to go. We need carpenters. We need plumbers. We need electricians.
You hear in the news a lot about Christians in particular being targeted and either being killed or forced to give up their religion. Is that the kind of situation that Remember is experiencing?
Yes, it certainly is, and that's an increasing thing there because Christianity seems to be growing in its negative view in many other places in the world, and consequently the solution to that is death. So we're watching the stories would be horrifying stories I've heard, I haven't witnessed firsthand. But it's horrifying, and it's increasing, and primarily many of those places choose to kill the breadwinner. Because if I can take out the Tim Barkley of the Barkley family, then I can force Tim Barkley's wife and Tim Barkley's children into basic slavery, sometimes sex slavery, sometimes vocational slavery, where they're forced to have to do things that they would have not otherwise done. They're forced to have to convert to religions, because the breadwinner's gone, and you either starve to death or you change. And it's really a sad trial. I remember meeting a lady in South Sudan. Her name was Sadia, and her husband had been slaughtered in front of her. She and her daughters were raped in front of their husband. After they were raped, they brutalized and killed the man in front of his children and his wife, and then burnt him to death in the front yard, and then left the carcass there. How demoralized can you possibly take a family to that degree? From that point on, she literally had to ladle, dip public toilets. These don't flow to another place. It's just a reservoir to ladle the feces out of those holes. And she would do that for less than $15 a month to feed her family. And when you can come in and you can provide financial support to that lady, you can change her quality of life, and the value of what she places on life, her own and her children, for as little as $30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are real people, and these are real situations that they are experiencing, and it's not something we do see these images on TV and so forth, and sometimes it's overwhelming just to feel like I can't help everybody, you know, but you actually can help. You can make a difference with these small group of people, and how can folks get how can folks help remember who in turn is going to be taking 100% every 100 for every dollar that exact dollar is going to be used for to assist these folks halfway around the world. How can people in Charleston help?
As you said earlier, Tim, it's Christmas time, so it's a time of giving. It's a time where we do think of loved ones and family and those type of things. And I would encourage listeners to visit the website. Websites, rememberthose.org, and consider, even as a family project, to maybe consider adopting one of the children that we have in many locations. We have a safe house in Liberia. We've got a safe house in South Sudan. We have the facility in Burma where they could donate, maybe even choose to set aside. My children last year coming back from Burma, I'd taken them for the very first time, purposed no more Christmas gifts. They said, Dad, let's give that money to the children there. They need it more than we do. It didn't buy Tonka trucks and a new swing set. It buys food. It buys vegetables. It buys fruit. It buys medicines, medical care. It's not the fun stuff of life. My children chose to make that sacrifice and no longer celebrate Christmas the way we do. We still have a tree. We still have all the fun and festivities, but we choose to give. And I would encourage listeners to consider doing that as well, to challenge your kids. Look at the website. Read some of the stories. And maybe they would be moved to encourage their children to do the same thing.
Yeah, and these are local doctors, local people right here in Charleston who are taking these trips and to help these people. So your dollars are it's not going to some international organization or something like that where you're not really sure. You can be assured that your donation will be helping this local organization help others that are in such need. Again, the website is
rememberthose.org, Tim. And just to back up what you just said there, I mean, it's a Charleston-based, Low Country, South Carolina-based organization. It's participated in by Low Country-based, South Carolina, Charleston builders, plumbers, electricians, medical doctors. Your listeners, pediatrician, may very well be one of those who goes on these trips. So when you're giving, it's going to meet the need on the other end that they're going to actually sacrifice their time, pay their own way, because you have to pay your own way. You pay your own room and board when you're there. There's just not a greater sacrifice that I think people could make this time of year.
Well, that's great. Well, good luck with it, and I encourage our listeners to please take action. Don't just listen to these words and then, tune out and not think about it again. This is a great time of year to really show your generosity. So please visit rememberthose.org, and you can make a donation over the website, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And or you can put a check in the mail by just visiting there's contact information on that website. Well, we have been talking with Rick Jackson with rememberthose.org. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thanks, Tim. Talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.